What do you think, bud? Do you want to work?
He's like, listen, lady, beat it.
What's up, y'all, and welcome to Pop Cultured. I'm your host, Carrie. That's my executive producer, Cedric, always snoozing on the job. I cannot believe it. I hope that you had an amazing week, but if you did not, have no fear because it's Friday and it's the weekend and you made it regardless. So I'm glad that you are here. This is my little spot on the interwebs where I come and break down all the latest pop culture news. I give you the facts and then I throw in a little bit of opinion because I've got some opinions. Today on the docket, we're talking a little bit of an Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley update. We're also talking about Jonah Hill and his body positivity message. We're getting a little update on Lady Gaga and her stolen French bulldogs. And then we're also talking about Taylor Swift and a deeply sexist comment. All that and more is ahead. So without further ado, let's get you pop cultured. Let's start off with a little update about Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers. Since I first reported on this story, both of them have spoken out and confirmed and kind of made statements or at least hinted towards their relationship. So let's dive into the update. Shailene Woodley confirmed her engagement to NFL star Aaron Rodgers during her interview with Jimmy Fallon that aired on February 22nd. In the clip, Shailene spills her under-the-radar romance with the Green Bay Packers quarterback. As it turns out, they've been engaged, quote, for a while now. She told the Tonight Show host, quote, for us, it's not new news. So it's kind of funny. Everybody right now is freaking out over it and we're like, yeah, we've been engaged for a while. The actress claimed that she never pictured herself marrying an athlete, saying, quote, he's first off just a wonderful, incredible human being, but I never thought I'd be engaged to someone who threw balls for a living. Like I never thought as a little girl, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna grow up and marry someone who throws balls. Yeah, but he's really good at it. Shailene goes on to admit that she didn't really grow up around sports, especially American sports, and says that she still is not the biggest football aficionado, saying, quote, I don't get it. He's good. He's great. But like, I don't understand because I don't know him as a football guy. I know him as like the nerd who wants to host Jeopardy. That's the dude I know. Fast forward to yesterday, Aaron did an Instagram live with one of his newest sponsors, Zenith Watches, and said that his, quote, next great challenge will be being a father. Quote, I'm in that age group where a lot of my friends from high school and college are fathers now and have families of their own, the 37-year-old NFL player shared. Quote, it's maybe not in the immediate future, but definitely something I really look forward to. Okay, both of these interviews are something that I want to talk about. First of all, Shailene's interview with Jimmy Fallon was hilarious from my point of view because I don't know, she's just talking about him throwing balls and she's like, oh, but he's really good. And it's like, yeah, Shailene, he just won the NFL MVP. He's pretty good. But her like nonchalance about it was so like precious almost to me as someone who is like familiar with sports and football and a Green Bay Packers fan. So the way she talked about it and addressed it, I was laughing, not at her, but just at the, as I said, nonchalance of it all. It was so funny to me. It's like telling your friend like, yeah, I'm dating this Picasso guy. He's kind of a good painter. Like that's the equivalent of what she said. But I also have to call her out on saying that she didn't think she'd be with someone who threw balls for a living because her other former longtime boyfriend was a rugby player and balls throwing living. I mean, so I don't know if I buy what she said there, but I think she is just completely, you know, outside of the sports realm. She said that before and I'm as what we know of her, she's very unique. She's a very unique girl. She's very organic and granola-ish. So yeah, I agree. This is an interesting pairing, but they seem so well-suited for one another. And to further iterate that, let's get into Rodgers's statement about being excited about being a father. You guys, I did a deep dive on this topic. I will put a link up here right now to the video when I first, you know, covered that they had gotten engaged. And Aaron Rodgers has been notoriously extremely close-lipped about his personal life. I mean, extremely. He never wants to talk about who he's dating, his family, anything like that. And this is coming from someone who's been in sports journalism in Wisconsin. So I know this for a fact that when he's been asked those types of questions about his personal life, he's always polite, but he always redirects the question. He never cares to talk about his personal life at all. And here he is in a random Instagram live video talking about fatherhood, like wanting to be a father. I mean, this is a new Aaron Rodgers we have never seen before. I don't know if she's bringing out this more forthcoming, more I don't know, free-flowing, again, one with the earth, one with my soul type of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I don't know, but this is a different guy than I have ever seen before. And I have seen him since he entered the league. I mean, as a Packers fan, as a journalist, like, I know what this guy is like, and this is new territory for him. I am baffled that this is the kind of information that he is, you know, forth putting out into the world. It blows my mind. It's obvious that while we haven't seen them together, it's obvious they're in love. I mean, they seem very, very happy, which is great. It still seems kind of new. It still seems kind of sudden, but I guess when you know, you know. Our next story is another check-in, this time about Lady Gaga's French Bulldogs being stolen. Lady Gaga's French Bulldogs, Koji and Gustavo, were stolen on the evening of February 24th by an unknown person who shot the pop star's dog walker before fleeing by car. The dog walker, who has since been identified as Ryan Fisher, is expected to make a full recovery. Soon after the news of the armed robbery broke, Gaga offered a $500,000 reward for the safe return of her animals. In her first public statement on the incident shared just hours before the dog's recovery, she pled for the public's help in locating the pups. Quote, "My beloved dogs Koji and Gustavo were taken in Hollywood 2 nights ago. My heart is sick, and I am praying my family will be whole again with an act of kindness. I will pay $500,000 for their safe return." On Friday, February 26th, the Los Angeles Police Department confirmed that the canines were returned at approximately 6 p.m. Authorities said in a statement that a woman returned the dogs to detectives and Gaga's team at the Los Angeles Police Department. The LAPD shared that the woman's identity and the location the dogs were found in will remain confidential due to the criminal investigation and the nature of the event. Meanwhile, the update on her assistant that was shot: he is in stable condition after the shooting, and his injuries were described as being non-life-threatening. LAPD robbery homicide detectives will continue to investigate to ensure the persons responsible are ultimately held accountable and brought to justice. This is such a scary story for so many reasons. And as someone who owns two purebred dogs in a big city, I fear about this, have fears of this. And also, I've heard of this happening in other cities. When I lived in Milwaukee in college, I would hear horror stories of purebred dogs being stolen out of people's yards and then resold, you know, just via Facebook or via Craigslist or whatever it is. And it's just horrible. I can't imagine. My dogs are my babies. I'm obsessed with them. It would devastate me. But then also the fact that this person was shot. I mean, this is horrible. This is so scary and so brutal. And as an animal welfare advocate and as an Adopt Don't Shop advocate, I have to mention that this is one of the reasons why purebred dogs are in such high demand. French Bulldogs are worth a lot of money. Purebred dogs are worth a lot of money. And it's the same reason why this happens. It's the same reason why people will steal purebred dogs out of yards and sell them, because they know they are worth so much money. And people see these as not living, breathing beings, but as a way to make money. That's a reason why we have puppy mills and why we have such kind of a toxic culture with the way we mass produce animals in this society. So that is a topic for another time. I will spare you going down the rabbit hole there, but all that to say, please adopt, don't shop, and please just be vigilant when you're out there with your dogs. I can't imagine going through something like this. This is so horrible. I'm glad that they were brought back to Gaga safely. I'm glad they were safe. Rumor has it that they were found like tied to a pole somewhere. So I don't know, but I'm glad that they were brought safe back to her. And I'm glad that her assistant is doing okay. Just truly, truly horrible story. And I hope it's all resolved. And I hope the person who did this is brought to justice. Our next story is an update about Jonah Hill and his body positivity message. Jonah Hill reacts to paparazzi taking shirtless pics of him with a message about body acceptance. The actor was photographed by paparazzi while surfing in California this week. He took to Instagram to share a screenshot of the article from the Daily Mail, which depicted him shirtless while changing on the beach. The actor, an Oscar nominee, wrote, quote, "I don't think I ever took my shirt off in a pool until I was in my mid-30s, even in front of family and friends. Probably would have happened sooner if my childhood insecurities weren't exacerbated by years of public mockery about my body by press and interviewers. So the idea that the media tries to play me by stalking me while surfing and printing photos like this and it can't faze me anymore is dope. I'm 37 and I finally love and accept myself." He continued on to say, "This isn't a good for me post. This is definitely not a feel bad for me post. It's for the kids who don't take their shirts off at the pool. Have fun, you're wonderful and awesome and perfect. All my love." He also took a swipe at the outlet that published the pics, writing, "Oh, and the Daily Mail? Not even you can take this smile off my face." This reaction that Jonah Hill published via his Instagram kind of took the world by storm, and I am so glad that it did. And I'm so glad that he's speaking out, because this proves that body image and shaming people for their body happens universally. I mean, in Hollywood, in regular life, everywhere we go, it happens, but it happens to men as well. It's not a female, you know, centered thing. I know females probably get it more, but it happens to males as well. And Jonah Hill, of course, when he came into the industry, was kind of this chubby, lovable, like funny kid. Like, that's the characters he played. That's what we saw him in Superbad and in a lot of other roles that he played. Like, that was the like box that he fit into. And some people think that because he's like that, it comes without insecurities. You know, he's like this, he's funny, he makes jokes about it. It must be something that like he doesn't sit up at night thinking about. And that couldn't be further from the truth. And I'm so glad that he's just been open about this. The other issue here is that the Daily Mail is known for producing trash content. Like, they do this everywhere. They do this with the royal family, they do this with celebs, they print bad pictures and write headlines that are kind of mean about these celebrities. And I'm not saying that celebrities don't open themselves up to this. As you know, being an actor and being a public figure, your life is on display. That's kind of what you sign up for. Not kind of, that is what you sign up for. That's the give and the take of being a celebrity. But that doesn't mean that these outlets and that people in general, keyboard warriors, it doesn't mean that they have a right to just like berate these people or tear them down or criticize them in really, really harsh and mean ways. They are people too. They have feelings, they have emotions, they have insecurities. And the fact that Jonah Hill brought this so eloquently to our attention and just opened up about it is amazing. I could not be more happy that he did this and more happy that he's at peace with this right now. The other sad thing is though, he's in his mid-30s. It took him this long to get here. It shouldn't be something that people struggle with their whole life, because the media and our society makes it so hard to come to terms with it. So part of me thinks that the problem is baked into his response, is that it's taken him this long to be this confident. He's got tons of money. He's an Oscar nominee. He's very successful. And he's still, you know, at 35 was struggling with this. And this is the product of the society that we've crafted here and the society that we are amongst right now. All that to say, great for you, Jonah Hill. So happy for you. Thank you for spreading this message. And everyone else out there, please be kind to one another. Moving on to our next story, Taylor Swift is not afraid to call people out, and she is doing it once again. Taylor Swift calls out Guinea and Georgia for, quote, lazy, deeply sexist joke. In the 10th episode of the new Netflix series, there's a scene where a female character tells another woman, quote, "What do you care? You go through men faster than Taylor Swift." It wasn't long until word about this joke made it back to Swift, and eventually, pretty soon after, Swifties came to her defense, and all of it was trending on Twitter. Taylor actually tweeted the following, quote, "Hey, Guinea and Georgia, 2010 called and it wants its lazy, deeply sexist joke back. How about we stop degrading hardworking women by defining this horse shit as funny? Also, at Netflix, after Miss Americana, this outfit doesn't look cute on you. Happy Women's History Month, I guess." Swift is, of course, referring to her documentary, which she produced and put out on Netflix's platform called Miss Americana. So that is what that is in reference to there at the end. Look, I really see both sides of the equation here. I have a ton of respect for Taylor Swift. And I do think the narrative that she like talks trash on her exes or writes songs about her exes is overused. Like, we've been there, we've done that before. Name, you know, a musical talent that does not write about their exes. Like, they all do. This is where they get fire, fuel for their, you know, artistic fire. So, and honestly, like, her dating history, if we look back into, she has not dated any more than like probably a typical like person in their 20s has. So I agree that the joke is just tired. You know, I can see how she would be annoyed at it. It's just like, this has been done before. It's kind of just tired. It just doesn't need to be done anymore. Can we move on? And so I understand what she's saying. I also love that she just took a swipe at Netflix, because they produced and published her documentary. And Taylor doesn't forget things at all. I mean, she just doesn't. Like, when it comes to business deals, relationships, whatever it is, like, she has the freedom that she can do what she wants with who she wants, when she wants. And I guarantee future stuff with Netflix and Taylor is not going to be a thing. She doesn't have to stand for that. And she's obviously annoyed at this comment. And I really see her taking her talents elsewhere when it comes to producing future things, whether it be documentaries or concerts that she's putting out and putting on, you know, streaming platforms. She's gonna go elsewhere. I would love to hear what y'all think about this one. What do you think? Is that joke just tired? You know my thoughts. I think it's just, let's move on. Let's find another joke. Let's get better writers. How is that the only content you have for this? Like, come up with a better joke. Like, it's just, it's been done. It's used content. Like, make some original content here, people. That's gonna do it for today's show, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. As always, I would love to know your opinions about anything I talked about today. I would love to hear your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley. What do you think? Good couple, weird couple? You think they're actually gonna get married? You think they're gonna have kids? Tell me in the comments below. I wanna hear your opinions about it all. I would also love to know your opinion about Jonah Hill and him being honest about his body conscious past and his struggles with that. And then of course, tell me what you think about Taylor and the deeply sexist joke. Put them all in the comments below. If this is your first time here, hi and welcome. I'm Carrie and I'm so glad that you were here today. I hope you enjoyed the show and I hope you will come back for future shows. In order to be notified for our next show, you can go ahead and click the subscribe button and give this video a thumbs up. If you want to keep up with me in the meantime, you can find me on Instagram. I am at carrie.gillespie. That's gonna do it for today, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. You have officially been pop cultured.